The Supreme Court's decision to uphold the Affordable Care Act was the subject of a symposium in Buffalo recently. As the Innovation Trail's Daniel Robison reports, panelists agreed the High Court's ruling does not guarantee the law's future.
During oral arguments in front of the Supreme Court, attorneys spent just 50 words on whether or not the health care law is a tax. That ended up being the crux of Justin John Roberts' opinion to uphold the law. Washington, D.C.-based healthcare attorney Tony Shelley told a symposium in Buffalo Friday that the ruling validates the law from a constitutional standpoint.
The bottom line of the decision is that the Supreme Court says to those involved in the health reform world, go forth and implement.
But not so fast, says Bill Kiefer, a Buffalo healthcare attorney. House Republican leadership has already called a vote to repeal the law during the week of July 9th, and if Republicans make gains in Congress or claim the White House, they'll likely try any route possible to hinder President Obama's signature legislative achievement, says Kiefer.
Maybe they won't be able to repeal it, but boy, they could make a mess of it.
The Affordable Care Act's mandate that all citizens purchase health insurance or face a fine goes into effect in 2014. In Buffalo, I'm Daniel Robison for WRVO News.